Good Friday morning to you. This is the Fourth State Drive Time, and I'm your host, Marty Duran, and there's an illegally merging car to my right. Thank you, Nissan. Today is Friday, February 26th, I believe it is, 2016. The Fourth State Drive Time is brought to you by Jord. Jord Watches, 100% Wood Watches, unique and unforgettable. You'll find Jord Watches at woodwatches.com. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST and save yourself 10% on any purchase at jordwoodwatches.com. Before I hit the news this morning, a humongous thank you to all of you who are listening to and sharing and encouraging others to listen to the Fourth Estate podcast and the Fourth Estate Drive Time podcast. I told you last week that my current numbers were about 50 downloads per episode and that I was going to be shooting for 100 downloads per episode as soon as possible, and asked you to help me toward that end, and wow, did you ever respond. 2 days ago, the podcast download is 300. Yesterday's podcast download is 263. So thank you to you, and encourage you to continue to share and appreciate every time you tell someone, hey, give this podcast a listen. For whatever reason you think it's worth sharing, I do appreciate it. My buddy Scott Slayton in Alabama, and Jeremy Penix in Tennessee, Steve Bullard out in Oklahoma, Phil Larson out in Oklahoma. A lot of these guys have shared on Facebook or Twitter, and I really, really do appreciate it very much. The big news nobody's talking about comes to us from Mondo Weiss. Hillary Clinton is receiving more donations from the defense contractors than any other candidate. In fact, according to opensecrets.org, which tracks this kind of thing, if you're not familiar with their site, you should familiarize yourself with that site, because they track money that's donated into all kinds of races and candidates and by sectors, by lobbyists. It's really informative. So what we find out is, so far in 2016, or for the 2016 campaign, I'm not sure exactly. Wow. If there's a muffler salesman in the area, this street camellia needs one. I'm not sure if it's the 2016 campaign or if it's just this year, but for whatever amount of time they're measuring for, Hillary Clinton is well in advance of Ted Cruz, any of the other Republicans, who in receiving money from defense contractors toward their campaign. Now, to quote all the president's men, follow the money. These people, by influence, they are investing in their own future. So that should tell you something about what kind of presidency they anticipate that Hillary Clinton would have were she to be elected. Defense contractors make money in two ways. They make money when somebody's at war, or they make money when they're arming some other country, and both of those need the U.S. government to cooperate with. So check that out. Follow it up. Interesting stuff. NBC News reminds us that Iran's voting takes place, honestly, yesterday and today, depending upon the time difference. I'm not quite sure on that. They're voting between the what are commonly called the moderates and the hardliners. Now, just a note in case you're not aware, Iran, like the United States, is not monolithic. Everybody in Iran is not crazy nutso Ayatollah, supreme leader guy, and neither are they, and neither are all the politicians. Most people don't know that there is a small but safe and protected Jewish population in Tehran. There's at least one Jewish member of the Iranian parliament, but these folks are not the majority, and the majority is an ongoing fight between what we would recognize as moderates and hardliners. And so their election is taking place today, and it'll be important to see how that turns out and who stays in power or gains power and what kind of saber rattling is to come. TechCrunch is reporting that ISIS has directly threatened and openly threatened Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook for shutting down the accounts that they use to try and recruit workers and spread their demonic message. So You might want to keep an eye on Jack and Mark over the weekend and make sure nothing happens. I do think that it's worth noting that here is the right now the most notorious criminal terrorist gang in the whole wide world. They have more press. They're more obnoxious. They're more hate-filled. They're more fill-in-the-blank than anybody else. And they can't help but acknowledge how social media is allowing them or aiding them in what it is that they endeavor to do, so much so that they feel like that they need to rattle the saber some and threaten two guys that they almost certainly won't get access to, at least not any time in the near future. So don't forget Arab Spring. Don't forget the multitudes of protests in the United States that have been tied together by hashtags. All those kinds of things are possible because of the power of social media, and ISIS recognizes this no matter how warped and perverted they might be. The Boston Herald has a follow-up, and this will probably be a final story for this particular cycle. The Mizzou professor, University of Missouri professor, Melissa Click, who was an assistant professor back during one of these student protests, and I don't know that she was an assistant professor in the journalism department, but I think she was on loan to the journalism department, if I remember all those months ago. She's now been terminated. So she was like on leave or suspended or whatever. She has now been terminated. She, if you remember, she's the one who, in the name of journalism, tried to throw the student journalists out of the protest, if you can remember that. So it's probably a good thing that she's no longer affiliated with a university if she can't even figure out the purpose of journalism. But in that, on that note, I'll remind you that the reason that the Fourth Estate exists is because of journalism. Part of why I started this podcast was to examine media and to examine what goes on and what gets overlooked. A lot of negative comments last night, for instance, about CNN, both during the debate and post-debate, GOP debate, because they felt like there's too many softballs being lobbed, too friendly with one particular candidate. The Fourth Estate actually gets its name from, it's an old designation for the media. And if you go all the way back and listen to the first couple of podcasts that were in January and February of last year, if you go all the way back to the beginning, I talk about how that designation came about. And freedom of the press was guaranteed to the United in the United States in Article 1, not because the founders envisioned People Magazine or Us Magazine or TMZ, but the purpose of the press was to keep the government honest. The purpose of the press was to let the people know what was happening in the halls of government hundreds and thousands of miles away from them so that they could make informed decisions on what to do about the people who represented them in Congress and about the president and et cetera. And so when the media is fulfilling its obligation to the American people, and it does have one, it's through the rule of law, the Constitution that was provided, that they enjoy the freedoms that they have, and they don't have to at least worry about overt government censorship. They certainly have covert government censorship to deal with. But it's incumbent on the media to do their job right, and it really is important for us who are consumers of media to encourage the ones that are doing their job right to continue to do so. On that note, if you haven't seen the movie Spotlight, you really should do that before it gets out of theaters if it's not already. It's already out on Blu-ray and DVD, and so that's a free sponsor for nobody. If you are interested in advertising on the Fourth Estate podcast, if things continue, then the month of March will find somewhere in the, oh, I don't know, let's say 10,000 download range for the month. That'd be somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 20,000 mentions for your company or your blog or your book or whatever. If you'd like to advertise on the Fourth Estate Drive Time and the Fourth Estate podcast, then shoot me an email, webmaster@martyduren.com, webmaster@martyduren.com, and I'll get in touch with you. It's not expensive. For $25, you can have your own mention on the Fourth Estate for the whole month. And so contact me if you will, and if we can agree, there's some things I wouldn't advertise, but there's a lot of things that I would. And if we can agree, then we'll work out the copy and all of that good stuff. This is Marty Duren with 4th State Drive Time. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Be sure and check out my blog at MartyDuren.com, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook and all social media and all that kind of good stuff. The 4th State Drive Time is brought to you by Jord at WoodWatches.com. 100% WoodWatches, unique and unforgettable. Check out Jord at WoodWatches.com and use the coupon code T4EPODCAST and save yourself 10%. And until the next time, this is Marty Duren. I hope you have a fantastic day.